Krisus Perkei Mishnah Aleph. On to a different Indian now. One of the Chayve Krisus, which is the subject of our Masechta, we learned a lot about Biyos Asuros. We saw cases of Macholos Asuros. Now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of different details of Macholos Asuros, which have a Chayve Chatos, Chayve Krisus. One of them is Dam. So what we have to discuss is which type of Dam carries with it the Choymer of being Oiver and being Chayve Koros and being Chayve Korban. Dam Shchita Bebehema Bechaya Beoifers. Dam Shchita is the dam that's yoitze, not blood that dam comes out of an animal. It has to be the dam ha-nefesh, and that's the lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk is, called dam lo soichlu. The Torah calls it ki adam hu ha-nefesh. So the Torah defines it as the dam, which is the life force. That's the dam that spurts out b'shas the shchita. So dam shchita, b'behema, b'chaya, u'ba'ifes, all three of them are chai b'krisus. At this point, the Mishnah is not mefarat dafka dam ha-nefesh, but the dam of the shchita will see that it means mamish the dam ha-nefesh. The point of the Mishnah over here is that it's behemah chai ba'ifis, even though the lush and the pasuk is v'chodom le'soichlu lo'iv la'behemah. So what you have to say over here, and you've seen this clown in other places, is that the word behemah could refer to behemah chai. However, the word behemah or the word chai will never refer to an oif, and an oif certainly doesn't refer to behemah chai. So the Torah has to say oif because you wouldn't be able to learn out of behemah, but behemah will include chai. Now this iser is not only on things that have shchita, proper shchita, which is a kosher behemah chai oif. It's ben tmeim, ben tahirim. Dam nechira. Nechira means stabbing. Literally the dam that spurts out when the Baal Chai is killed by a stabbing or by a cutting, by a shkita. V'dam ikur, or let's say when the simonim of the throat are ripped out, doesn't have to be a kosher shkita that produces the dam. The dam is the dam that's the nefesh. V'dam hakoza shanefesh yaitzeboy. This is the dam that spurts out when the life force of the behemoth is taken away from it. Again, it's learned out from Lashon HaPasuk, we had Dam HaNefesh. Chayav and Olav, there's a Chayav Koros. It's interesting, because Hakoza is really what they call bloodletting. So the bloodletting could take place. It's a Dark Yifu, you have an animal that's sick. They would do it to people also. They knew how to open up certain veins, let out Dam to a certain extent, then they would put a tourniquet to stop the flow of blood, but that letting out of blood would be Midark Yifu. We don't necessarily understand it. Today they say they do understand it a little bit more, the way ancient medicine used to treat things. But it's the Dam HaKoza Sha'nefesh Yotziboy. Even though normal HaKoza is not Nefesh Yotziboy, the animal's not going to die. Now, what the Mefarshim point out, it comes from the Gemara, is that the reason why the Mishnah emphasizes the Dam Sha'nefesh Yotziboy by Dam HaKoza, not where he's shechting it, not where he's killing it, where he's blooding the blood, is because there's really three parts of the process of dam coming out. Let's say by a shchita. There's the first spurt of blood when the vein is ruptured, punctured, whatever you want to call it. That's called dam that shoises, spurts. Then there's the flow of blood, which we say the sha'nefesh yaitze bohem. And then there's the trickle of blood afterwards. It's only where it comes out in force. It's what's called the kiluach choem tzoi. So, the Gemara is clear that only the Kiluach and Tzoy is Chayiv. The first part is Dam Makah, the last part is not Dam Nefesh. So, because the Nefesh is already going to leave it, so it's just Dam dripping out. It's only that middle flow that comes out, the Dam Nefesh that comes out Pechosko. Lemaisa, this Machlokes Rishonim over here, how to formulate that. According to Tosfos, the Dam Sha'nefesh Yotzebo is even when it's shechted, not only by HaKozo, even though the Mishnah mentions Dam Sha'nefesh Yotzeboy by HaKozo, it's true even if the animal was shechted, or stabbed, or shot, it doesn't make a difference. Even if the animal was killed, it's only the Dam Emtsoy. By Dam HaKozo, it's not so common that there's Dam HaNefesh, so it has to be mentioned that Dam HaKozo is only with the Nefesh Yotzeboy, with Taka, the life ebbed away of the animal. Lemaisa, the Rambam holds not the way. This is the Tesiyanta brings it down. That by Dam HaKozo is taka only the Dam Emtsoy, like we just quoted from the Gemara. But by Dam Shchita, where he's trying to kill the animal, the Shchita doesn't mean a kosher Shchita, any slaughtering of the animal, even the Dam HaRishon, which is the first bright spurt of blood, which will come out any injury to the animal, since it's part lemaisa of the maisa shchita, it also has a din of dam hanefesh. That's a machlokes Yerushalayim. Vinishvi on all these types, or the type that we're delineating, lafuki everything else, the halacha is chayav malav, is chayav koros alaki losay. A very interesting point that the Gemara says over here, that since the Torah expresses the isra adam of loisoichlu, achilas dam, dam is a mashke, yishayse, drinking. So the Torah is teaching us that the shear of dam is the shear of an achila, even if it's drunk in liquid form, straight out of the animal before it congeals, the shear is bekezayis v'loy brevius, v'ay bechiddush. The marshal, the isra for a yayin, to be drunk, a noz is not a drink wine over there, it's a maaseh shtir. The Torah says, al tishta, shtir is brevius. Mashenken achila is bekezayis. The shear of dam, even if it's actually ingested in liquid form, is bekezayis. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Dam hatchoil. These are types of dam that one is not chayav. They're spurts of blood that come out in a big amount, but they're not. There's no chayav kares. Dam hatchoil is the spleen if it's taken out. Dam halev is what comes out of the heart. Dam beitzim, this is blood that's in eggs. We're familiar with that. It's usually not a shalach the cards because only a minuscule speck. But the Mishnah lists it off anyways. Dam dogim, dam chagovim. We said before, behemah chayv oif, not dogim and not chagovim, not fish and not grasshoppers. They're not bechlal behemah chayv oif. But dam atamtzis by any bal chay is the blood that drips out as the body of the animal is bleeding to death. An animal shechted, there's that first spurt, that's dam maka, then there's the dam anefesh that ebbs away. After that, it's just dam that's dripping. Tamtzis means the toichin, it's the dam in the body that's dripping out. Ein chayov and alem, that's not a kiyum of dam hanefesh, there's no chiyuv kares on that. Reb Yehuda holds there is a chiyuv kares with dam tamtzis, because even though it's not dam hanefesh, he holds that dam hanefesh is marba an extra type. Kol dom sounds like not only dama nefesh, but something that's dem to dama nefesh. When the behem is losing its nefesh, so then all the blood that comes out as a result of that nefesh ebbing away is all beklal the dam hamukuyevis. Mishnah Beis. This is something else. So we kiva mechayev al sofik mi'ilois oshim tolui v'chomim poitrim. It's a famous chiddush. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva holds that there is one of the karbonos that's not a chiyuv chatos, because it's not a chiyuv koros, is mi'ilo. Mi'ilo is chayiv. Ashamil is one of the karbonos that one of the averis that a person brings the carbon oshem for. Lemaisa, what happens if a person didn't know whether he was over on mi'ilo or not? So lo matzinu, with the case of oshem toli that we have, is a case of an oshem when in doubt for a chiyuv chatos. What about if he's in doubt for a chiyuv korban oshem? Does he bring an oshem tolui? Reb Kiva holds, yeah. Reb Kiva holds that oshem is kechatos. Ma chatos al sveke, maybe oshem tolui. Af choyvas oshem al sveke, yovi oshem tolui. Vacham paitim. Now this is not a klal in all chiyuve hashomois. This is a specific posuk in Perek Hey in Vayikra Nefesh Kisum Omal, and the Torah says over there by chatos v'im nefesh. The v'im nefesh means that it's the siraba on the parasha before, which happens to be the parasha me'ilo. Because Reb Kiva learns out a certain tzushtalikait, a certain tzadak dimyoin between oshem tolui. I'm sorry, between chatos and between asham me'ilos. If chatos, one of the dinim of chatos is that when in doubt, bring an oshem tolui, then the same thing will be true by asham mi'ilois. Chum and I'm asking. Umaydir b'kiva shein, maybe it's mi'ilose, ad shetiz vadaloi, v'yovi imo oshem vadai. You have to read the Mishnah with a knetch over here. B'kiva holds, of course, that you're bringing an oshem tolui, on mi'ila means when you don't know. Ad shetiz vadaloi, if it was tiz vadaloi, you'd bring the regular asham mi'ilois, not an oshem tolui. So what it means to say is that even though the etzem carbon he brings when in doubt, like an oshem toli by achatos, by achilas chelev, But the chiv tashlumin that comes along with the osham, asham mi'ilois, that he will not bring. That will only bring when he's sure that he is chayiv. The Mishnah adds, v'yovi imo osham toloi. That means when he finds out that he was moil behegdish, then of course the osham toloi is not mechaper. The same way osham toloi is not mechaper for the averu, and he has to bring a kamechatos. The osham toloi is not mechaper to get rid of the choivas asham milas, even though both of them are an osham. Amrav Tarfin, malo zem maybe shtei ashamis. What's the point of bringing two ashamis? If he brought one asham, l'chayre etzik shen gepater. That means it sounds like Reb Tarfin holds fundamentally, like Reb Kiva, that there is a choivas osham toloi by asham mi'ilois. He darshens the positive way Reb Kiva darshen. He's just saying that bishlam the din by a chatos, that when he brings an osham toloi, he's not moitzi midei kamechatos, because osham and chatos are two different kabbonis. Mashenkin over here, they're both ashamos. So if he brought already an osham toloi, even before he found out, if he does find out that he's chayiv an osham vade, that's the way to read the Mishnah. Elo yovi mi'ilo v'chumsho, he should bring the korban mi'ilo, and v'chumsho he brings the chaymish. V'yovi osham b'shnei sloim, and he brings the korban. That means the first thing is he owes the money because he's being yotzi dei korban mi'ilo, so he has to bring the amount of money with a chaymish. And then he brings an osham that's worth shtei sloim. We'll discuss in a second why. V'yoymar invade mo'alti zumi losi v'zu hashomi. This money is for the tashlumim v'zu hashomi, the chayves korban of said avera of mi'ilo. V'im sofik, and if I'm still in the sofik and I don't know, ha'mois nedovo, he can give the mois nedovo. That means he's not yoytze teiras osham without tashlum. This is a din you find even in the end of Bava Kama, where you have by Asham Gzelois. If he doesn't pay, it's ma'akiv in the korban. It's not two distinct dinim that are not ma'akiv in Zezah. The tashlum is a tnai koidin lamaisir b'rin l'chatos. If the korban is brought without the tashlum, the korban doesn't work. So it's worth it for him over here to give the money outside asovik to Nedova, to the Beis HaMikdosh, in order to be yotzi dei chayvosoi with the Osham Toli, which will serve also as an Asham Vade, as an Asham Mi'ilois. And that's what he says. Vimsovik ha'mois nedovah, so the money will be not to pay up my choiv, but it's a nedovah v'osham tolu, shemi minshu, maybe al hoida, maybe al hoida. It's the same thing. It's the same animal. So why would he not bring it? It sounds, by the way, like the Tanakama, the Moidur B'kiva is a different Tana, and he holds that no, you need a hoida in order to bring an osham, even though it's the same korban. Like we said before, at the end of the day, there's loy hoida. Similarly, you're not yoytze an asham mi'ilois. He's bringing osham tolu, and I'll have to bring after asham mi'ilois. Lamai said it's not so poshut. Whether there is a tanakama that's arguing on what Reb Tarfin says, or Reb Tarfin is just explaining that, of course, one could be yotze de choivas osham with havoas osham and making this tie and giving the money out tonight, and maybe it's in a dog. Of course it could be yotz, and it's worth it, because the value that we learn out of Gzeres HaKosu for Hashem Mi'ilois is Shnei Sloim, that's going to be less money to bring one korban. It's worth bringing the korban with for that amount of money and covering all his bases. He doesn't have to bring two korbanos. Mishnah Gimel, remember that this was all, the last shtickle was all the shita of Reb Tarfin. Amalei Reb Akiva, Nirim dvarecho, I'm asking to what you're saying, that he could be yoytzi yidei choyves Hashem mi'ilois by bringing one osham, and he'll bring it imishum sofik, like an osham tolui, imishum vada, even before he knows about it. Maskim. And I'm asking where b'mi'ilo me'uto. By mi'ilo, which is on a petty amount of money, it's definitely, like we pointed out, worth it for him to pay for the mi'ilo now, even on the tzadeh is not chayiv, in order to have to save for himself the possibility of having to bring another asham on top of the shnei sloim. So if the amount is a minute amount of money, then it's definitely worth giving that amount of money outside our sofik l'nedava. However, let's say we're talking about a blockbuster amount. He took a limousine that belonged to Agdish, and the amount of money that will cost is me'amona, And if he's going to have to cover that, it's worth not giving the money outside HaSavik. He'll give the... He'll bring the Ashram Tolle. And if he finds out that he's Chayiv, he's Chayiv. It's not worth placing all his cards in that box. Zokter, lo yofel ha-shiyovi Ashram b'shtei Sloim. Isn't it good advice here? Shemming an Ashram b'shtei Sloim. Now yofi Sofik me'ilu b'mei money, not to pay out a huge amount of money outside HaSavik. That means in principle there's no machlokes, and the shal is only just what's practical. So what's the machlokes from tarfin and kivel? They're just discussing practical consideration. That means you could bring an Ashram Tolle, but since an Ashram Tolle and Ashram Vadei, Hashem Me'ilos, is the same karma, just bring it, call it Hashem Me'ilos. What's the difference? You didn't know about it. Elamai, if you call it an Ashram Tolle, you don't have to pay money with it. Because on the money chelik, if you're a Sofik, I might say mechavel v'raya. So the shells are practical. Mi'ila mu'etes, mi'ila meruba. The Mefashim explain over here that there is actually a fundamental machlokes tinum tarfin and kivu. The way we just explained is he could bring a cheap carbon of shtei sloim, call it an Ashram Tolle, not have to shell out any money of the mea mona that was the chiv, Hashem Me'ilas, and he'll wait on it. If he finds out that he was over the Hashem Me'ilas, that he was over Me'ilas, he'll bring in Hashem Me'ilas with the amount of money. If not, not. But it sounds like he could be Yotze Yidei Chovas Tashlumin even if he pays the money later. And we pointed out before that if he wants to be Yotze Yidei Me'ilas, Korban Me'ilas, that is, he's going to have to bring the Tashlumin Me'ilas beforehand. And this is a halacha that we find, we said before, we find this in the end of Bava Kamma, and it's over here in the Gemaras, that the tashlum of Mi'ila is ma'akiv, the kapora of the Hashem Mi'ilas. If he didn't pay up, then the Hashem Mi'ilas is worthless, it's not mechapi, he's going to have to bring another carbon. That is the issue of contention over here between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, when he doesn't know if he's chayiv. If he knows that he's chayiv, so if he doesn't pay, it's mafkir, it's ma'akiv. Masha'enkin, if he doesn't know, so the psak of Amaitse Mechavel of Haraya, outside that he owes the money, he can't bring the money later. Over here, he's not negligent and not paying. Lufi Gidre Mamun, he's not chayv. On the other hand, the kapora is ma'akim if he needs the kapora. So if he wants to make this cheshma, bring a cheaper carbon, not to shell out mea money, it's not going to work because Amaitse didn't pay the money. That is the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Achrayim, Lamdash Achrayim, point out that the Yisoid of machlokes is whether the din of tashlum is a din tashlumim that's ma'akiv, and memele if kifi gidre momoin he could say amaitzim mechavel v'araya, then he's not negligent in bringing the money, so then he can bring the carbon, he'll bring the money afterwards. Or we say that the tashlum memele is a chelik of the kapara. It's not a chiv momoin, it's a chiv kapara. Same as a chiv kapara of a carbon, here's a chiv kapara of momoin. The Elam might remember that we pointed out in Perek Aleph that the only tashlume momen that have kom le bidirab mine are only tashlume momen that go into like chosh mishpat. If the mi'ilo was for chosh mishpatik purposes, then it would have kom le bidirab mine. But if the mi'ilo is a kapora, kapora does not have that din of kom le bidirab mine. We discussed that at Teretz and the Sivis to the Ktoisis Kasha with Gabe, one of the dinim over there. Now the Mishnah introduces a different din. A woman has a sofik if she was a yeledes. She doesn't have a sofik, she's a yeledes. We learned earlier in the Masechta, she has a sofik if she was a yeledes, something which is mechayiv, if it has a tzuus of ladim, it's mechayiv a korbon. Im ad shaloi nimliko, maliko is the way every korbon oif is brought. Hein chatas oif, hein oilas oif. We're bringing this because a woman is allowed to bring, we learned extensively in the first parak of Krisus, that a woman could bring a carbon outside HaSofik because she needs it for Tahara, she's Mechus Kippurim, she wants to eat Trum of a Kachim. So she brings a carbon, they found out before the Malika, it was Hogdash, it was brought, before the Malika find out that she's a Yeledes Peteres Vadai. The information came out somehow. Taseno, vadai, bring the carbon that she was about to bring herself, bring as a vadai, why not? And then it will be eaten like a regular chata soif, and she has her kapora. Shemimin shehi mevia al loihoi de mevia al hoi. That is really a spin-off of the thing that we had before. The same way with Asham Mi'ilois is the same korban as the Asham Tolui, and therefore you can bring one for the other without the Cheshbonis of Mammon that we just made, but you would be able to bring one for the other. Over here also, if a woman is bringing a korban chata sa'if mechusu kipurim al-tzad ha-sofik, it certainly works al-tzad ha-vadai, even though it was hukdash al-tzad ha-sofik, it makes no difference. It's the same korban. What's not so clear about this din is why only ad shaloi nimlako? What happens if the malika was done already and the avodas hadam is about to be done also? Why can and noidelo that she's chay vadai? Why should we only before the malika? So the Gemara says that if the malika was done already, then we're goyzer because we're afraid you're going to come to eat a korban chata sa'oiv habal asafik. So if the malika was done b'safik, we give it a shame b'al asafik, even though now it's noida b'vadai. Chay should be able to eat, the kam should be able to eat from it. So if it was nimlika, it's already hukva shmoi as a korban hamuva al asafik, and therefore the basik can be eaten. By the way, there's a middle dargo also, the Rishonim point out, what happens if the malika was done and the matan dam was done? And what were you going to do with the basa? You weren't going to eat it because outside asafi, you can't eat basa because maybe it's chulam bazara. We allow her to bring the korban in order not to be mechusvi kapara, but you don't eat the basa. That's the basic din over here. But what happens if it's noida taka that she's chayv the korban after malika, after the adam? There, since the akrovas adam was al sofik, we say that even midairaisa, even meikra din, it's not just a gzera, meikra din the basa can't be eaten. It's a chiddush. You have to know how to explain this in the lumps of kachim. The dam was brought ala mizbeach, was huzal ala mizbeach b'toiras chatos oif habo ala sofik. It's a different shame carbon. It's chal as a chatos habo ala sofik, or it's chal as a chatos oif habo ala sofik. Vaistoi says chal as a chatos oif habo ala sofik. It's a different shame carbon, and that's what it is. Memele can't turn back into a chatos. It's not clear exactly the parameters of that din. Look at the Rav carefully. It still sounds like this din is only midrabbana. Lemaisa, it seems clear there are mefarshim that hold that it's a din deraisa. Somehow there's a chalois in the krovas hadam, the hazoas hadam, that since it was brought ala sofik, it's chal as a korban sofik, it can't be eaten. The exes hakosav that a woman could bring a korban outside a sofik is only, it has a shame sofik, it has a shame korban sofik. Okay, that's a nekuda, that's tone iun.